بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the rulings concerning funerals, and this is the third part. This part deals with seeking medication. See the ruling on seeking medication. Now, the seeking of medication is legalized. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah anzal ad-da'a wad-dawa." Allah has sent down the disease and the cure. وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ, and has created a cure for every disease. فَتَدَاوَوْا وَلَا تَدَاوَوْا بِحَرَامٍ or بِالْمُحَرَّمِ. Seek the cure, but don't use what has been prohibited for medical purposes. And the hadith is authentic. And he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, did himself the cupping. And this is a kind of medication. However, the scholars differed in terms of its obligation. Is it obligatory or not? Or is it just allowable? Al-Qadi Ayyad, rahimahullah, one of the notable scholars from the Salaf, rahimahullah, related the consensus of the scholars that seeking medication is not an obligation, even if the person is certain of the benefit. He argued, rahimahullah, that the benefit may occur in the medication or by other means. And one of the scholars who related the agreement amongst the scholars on this is Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And he said that most of the sick were healed without medication, either in what Allah had created in them in the strength and defense, or by an invocation from himself or by others. And he, rahimahullah, took as evidence the hadith of the woman which used to fall into a state of sara'. And this state of sara', the word sara' means to knock down or strike down or bring to the ground. And this may occur due to either chemical origin of imbalance, which would be referred in our times as epilepsy as diagnosed by people of medicine, or also it could be due to jinn possession, the same term, and this could cause also very similar symptoms. So this woman, the black woman who came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, "I suffer these fits or this sara', which I inadvertently take off my clothes when it happens. So invoke Allah on my behalf." And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "In shi'ti sabarti wa laki al-jannah, wa in shi'ti da'awtu Allah laki an yu'afiyak." If you wish, be patient, and you will acquire paradise. And if you wish, I will supplicate to Allah to cure you. Allahu Akbar. She said, "Rather, I will observe patience." And then she said, I keep taking off my clothes during these conditions. So supplicate to Allah for me that I do not do this. That I do not do this or do so. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated to Allah on her behalf. So here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah concluded from this hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her the choice between patience on the calamity or al-Jannah, paradise, invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for her. Had it been obligatory, he argued, he would not have given her the choice. This is the first opinion. The second opinion is that it is an obligation to seek medication if the person is certain of the benefit of the medication or that it is most likely to be. And this is the correct opinion. Why it is the correct opinion? Because a person trying to save himself from destruction is an obligation. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 29, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ and don't kill yourselves. And in the other verse in Surah Al-Baqarah 2195, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ and don't throw yourselves into destruction. However, if the situation is uncertain concerning the benefit, or if the situation is wavering, then in this case it is not an obligation. Rather, its abandonment could be better, because this would be closer to reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the correct opinion. From the conditions of medication, seeking medication, is that the what is used in the treatment must be lawful, must be halal. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we related earlier in the hadith, Ibad Allah, all slaves of Allah, tadawaw, seek medication, but don't seek it in that which is unlawful. And the scholars, rahimahullah, stated that it is haram to seek medications which are unlawful, whether by eating them or drinking, whether it is of the food type or drink type, like for example alcoholic toxicants or beverages. And they added also, even if it is by way of listening to music. And this is in sharp contrast, as you can tell, to what some of the modernists claim, that they take the music as a means of medication. So therefore, in origin, it is forbidden to seek unlawful treatments, ways of untreatments or medications, but it is permissible under two conditions. The first, that there is no allowable treatment, meaning a treatment which is lawful. So in this case, if the unlawful exists, then in this case it is permissible. And second, that the second condition is that the benefit must be certain. If there is doubt, then it is not permissible. Like, for example, they gave the example of someone choking on a bite, and there is nothing to push it through except alcoholic beverages, then in this case it is permissible when there is nothing permissible next to him or around him except this, the alcoholic beverage. Suppose he is certain about the benefit, but there is a lawful medication present, then in this case it is not permissible. This is in summary the rulings concerning the seeking of medication. And inshallah, in the fourth matter concerning the rulings, we will be talking about the rulings related to the dying person. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.